Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 16th. Officials say Colorado's snowpack this year could recover the state's hydrological system following last year's drought. The Denver Post reports that federal data shows the snowpack in the state's southwest corner at 19.5 inches, which is 220% of the median snowpack. Colorado Climate Center climatologists say the state's soil, reservoirs, rivers, and streams could likely see recovery following the snow and cold that arrived in February and March. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration hydrologists say the upper Colorado River Basin is seeing encouraging conditions, while the upper San Juan River Basin experienced its third wettest March on record this year. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, about 15% of the state is abnormally dry, and less than 1% is in moderate drought. In another headline from the Denver Post, in the wake of regulations passed by the legislature in this year's session, environmental and community organizations want the state to halt approval of oil and gas drilling permits until all new rules are written. Approving all the rules is expected to take at least a year, given the complexity of the new law. A new Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will need to be seated. New regulations to protect public health, safety, and the environment will need to be developed. And new bond and fee rates to ensure cleanup of well sites will be set. When the bill was moving through the legislature, the sponsors repeatedly disputed opponents' arguments that Senate Bill 181 would lead to a moratorium on new oil and gas drilling. But for several people at a hearing Wednesday on the first set of rules being considered, the right thing to do is halt approval of all permits until new regulations putting health and safety first are adopted. Environmental and community activists who think no oil and gas permits should be approved until the new regulations take effect said so in letters sent Monday to Governor Jared Polis, the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. There are about 6,500 permit applications waiting to be approved. From January until the bill became law, 88 well locations and more than 800 associated wells were approved. And in a follow-up to that story, the Delta County Oil and Gas Working Group will be meeting with the Delta County Commissioners to discuss Senate Bill 181. The bill was signed into law by Governor Polis on April 16th and grants local governments the ability to regulate certain aspects of oil and gas operations within their jurisdictions. The working group meeting will be held from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on May 20th at the Delta County Courthouse. The meeting is open to the public. And in a related story, Colorado Congresswoman Diane DeGette introduced a bill Tuesday to reinstate Obama-era controls on the venting and burning of methane gas on federal land. For the Colorado News Connection, Suzanne Potter explains, it's an effort to combat air pollution and climate change.
Colorado Congresswoman Diane DeGette has introduced a bill to reinstate Obama-era controls on the venting and burning of methane gas on federal land. The gas is a byproduct of oil and gas extraction. The Methane Waste Prevention Act of 2019 would reinstate rules that the Trump administration rolled back, saying it was a burden on industry. Kella Garcia with the Hispanic Access Foundation notes that the air pollution creates large health costs that fall disproportionately on the Latino community nationwide.
Latinos are 165% more likely to live in counties with unhealthy levels of particulate matter than are non-Hispanic whites. More than 1.81 million Latinos live within a half mile of existing oil and gas facilities. And Latino children are 60% more at risk than their white counterparts of having asthma attacks exacerbated by air pollution.
The bill sets a goal of capturing 85% of all gas produced on public lands within 3 years and 90% within 5 years. The bill reinstates the Bureau of Land Management's methane waste prevention rule and stops the Trump administration's current effort to water down the EPA's rules on new and modified wells. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas that experts have linked to climate change. In 2014, Colorado enacted first-in-the-nation state-level methane regulations that apply to wells on private, state, and county land. Christine Berg with Moms Clean Air Force says operators reported roughly 50% fewer leaks in 2017 compared to 2014.
It does work that finding leaks, repairing them, and capturing fugitive emissions is actually really beneficial not only to our air quality but also to the industry itself.
The industry can resell the methane gas it captures, but it pays a royalty on gas produced on federal land. Conservation groups estimate that Colorado has missed out on $36 million in royalties since 2009 from gas that has been vented or flared on federal and tribal land in the state. For Colorado News Connection, I'm Suzanne Potter.
In a story from the Delta County Independent, 64 defendants have sued Sunset Mesa Funeral Foundation, owner Megan Hess, her parents, and multiple other parties, including Nielsen GJ Investments, over alleged involvement in the sale of body parts at the Montrose Funeral Home and the Associated Donor Services, Inc. Both businesses closed in the wake of an ongoing FBI investigation, in which charges have not yet been filed. The multi-party litigation was filed over the alleged mishandling of the remains of 48 decedents. The complaint makes various claims against several defendants relating to fraud and racketeering and body trafficking. It and three other civil suits have alleged Sunset Mesa's owner dismembered decedents, then sold bodies and body parts without the knowledge or consent of next of kin. The complaint alleges Nielsen GJ Investments did business as Mesa Funeral Service, and through that business, sent some of the plaintiff's deceased loved ones to Sunset Mesa for cremation, where the bodies were carved up and sold without the next of kin's knowledge or consultation. Nielsen, in a previous filing seeking dismissal and summary judgment, said the plaintiffs have no claim against it for which relief can be granted, and that any damages they may have suffered came at the hands of other parties. The company denies the allegations, as have several other defendants, including the Montrose County Coroner, Montrose County, American Plastination Company, Axogen, and Hope West. Hope West Hospice filed for dismissal on April 29th, calling the claims against it substantially frivolous and groundless. Dr. Thomas Canfield and the Montrose County Coroner's Office filed for dismissal on May 2nd. According to that motion, his office has been falsely linked to an alleged scheme to illegally obtain and dispose of body parts. Sunset Mesa owner Megan Hess had her state registrations suspended, then agreed to permanently surrender them. She denies the state's allegations, as well as the allegations in the four lawsuits. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, May 16th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.